Our next story takes us to eastern North Carolina. You might call it pickin' country, as in tobacco pickin' and cucumber pickin'. You get the idea. Many undocumented immigrants are in the fields doing this work, and along with them, their children, many of whom were born here and are U.S. citizens. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to get tough on illegal immigration, and that has many Carolina farming communities bracing for what comes next. The World's Jasmine Garz has our story from Kinston, North Carolina.
There's a noise and an odor to the cotton fields in summer. Jesse Bustos remembers it like this.
Dirt. The dirt. And then the bugs.
Bustos comes from a family of pickers. She started when she was 8.
It's like I would be picking and then it's so quiet and I don't know where you just go, zoom.
She says she got so afraid of insects, she'd have several panic attacks a day. So she started wearing headphones.
So I would put my headphones in and try to put it as loud as possible.
Bustos retired at the ripe old age of 21. Now she advocates for farm workers. She's a U.S. citizen but knows how many pickers here are undocumented. She works to prevent exploitation and the hiring of underage workers like she once was. People like Jose, he's 18 now but undocumented, he asked to use his first name only. His parents brought him from Mexico when he was a kid, and his dad said, no, you're not working in the fields.
Because he pushed me more to, I guess, go to school.
In middle school, Jose remembers being really into biology and getting teased a lot. Look, he says, I was a Mexican kid in the South. Not everyone welcomed us. His classmates told him he'd never go to college.
And that really got to me. And then I actually started thinking about it more. And I was like, well, I might end up doing something like working in the fields. And that's when I give working in the fields a try.
He was 14. He remembers that first day, the stickiness of the tobacco plants on his hands.
And my dad would just say, well, grab some dirt and powder your hands and then keep going. And I was like, all right. And that's what we did, just powdered our hands with dirt.
Things changed in 2012 when President Barack Obama created a program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. It temporarily protects people like Jose, who came to the U.S. as kids, from deportation and lets them work legally. Jose says it changed his life. He never went back into the fields. He got legal work at a restaurant. But now he's nervous. So are 740,000 other immigrants like him who have DACA. On the campaign trail, President-elect Donald Trump said he would scrap DACA. But this month, he said he'll, quote, work something out for people in the program. Jose says,
I am a little worried. Well, I guess I actually am pretty worried.
He just graduated from high school and wants to study computer engineering at North Carolina State. DACA lets him not worry about deportation. Without it, Jose says, the idea of going underground comes back, along with the possibility of returning to the fields. I say goodbye to Jose and to Jesse Bustos and head to the fields. It's getting dark, and I drive on a dirt road along a plantation. There are trailer homes, too, and when I stop by one and knock on the door, I'm invited in for dinner. Tacos, tongue, pork, beef. We eat and talk about soccer. Afterwards, the kids go play. They're all U.S. citizens. The parents, they're all undocumented. Elena has been here for about 20 years. And since the election, she's unsure what's next. There's nervous laughter, and they all say maybe nothing will happen. But that's not necessarily a good thing. Without change, with no push to offer families like these legal status, that also means they'll keep working in harsh conditions for extremely low pay. At the same time, they say, who will do the work they do? Here's Elena again. Elena says, working in the tobacco fields when it's hot, it can be over 100 degrees, and the plants, they cover you completely. Sometimes you have to get out of the bush to breathe. And I've never seen an American out there. It's just us Hispanics, always Hispanics. If you take us out, let's see who else wants to work those fields. Every single season, someone dies. Not everyone can do this, you know. For The World, Jasmine Garst, Kinston, North Carolina.